Thank you for watching Edupedia World videos. In the last video, we learned about the marketing mix modeling, and I hope that you have seen that video. If not, please go and check that video. In this video, we'll be learning about the same topic, but we'll be seeing about the concept that are related to marketing mix modeling, like metrics and what is exactly marketing productivity. Let us start with the seven characteristics of a good marketing research. Let us start with the scientific method. Effective marketing research uses the principles of scientific method, which are careful observation of the situation, formulation of hypothesis, prediction, and testing of the situation. Next is the combination of creativity and research. If you talk about Cheetos snacks in an award-winning research study to reposition Cheetos snacks, researchers, they dressed up in a brand mascot Chester Cheetah and they walked around the streets of San Francisco. The response that the character encountered led to realization that even grown-ups love the fun and playfulness of this particular brand. This resulted sales increase despite a tough business environment at that time. More about this particular case, you can Google it and understand. Then comes multiple methods. Marketing researchers, they shy away from over-reliance on any of one method. For example, they cannot rely on just one single method because that is too risky. This is because if a particular method fails to bring up results, then they have to again start from the beginning. They also recognize the value of using two or three methods to increase confidence in the results, because if two or three methods point at a particular result, then there are chances that that particular result would be the right result. Interdependence of models and data. There is a good relevance between the method of the study and the data that is studied. So there is always an interdependence of models and the data. This point can be understood by the fact that if the models and the data, they are not compatible with each other, that is, they are not interdependent upon each other, then the data that is being collected will not be of any use to the researcher. Either the data has to be recollected or the model that is used to study the data has to be changed. Next is the value and cost of information. Marketing researchers show concern for estimating the value of information against its cost. If the cost for getting the information are high and does not make sense, then either the research has to be suspended or the information has to be changed or maybe sourced from something else. Costs are typically easy to determine, but the value of the research is harder to quantify because the value of the research will be visible only after a certain time. It depends on the reliability and validity of the findings and the management's willingness to accept and act on those findings. So here, value, what you are getting in your hand, and the cost of getting that information has to be balanced. Next point is healthy skepticism. Marketing researchers show a healthy skepticism towards shallow assumptions made by managers about how a market works. They are alert to problems caused by marketing myths. There are some common dominating marketing myths. First is, like, people always buy where they get the cheaper price. If this was true, the businesses that are providing cheap prices would exist and other businesses would perish. Second myth is offering your customer many options and this will help boost your sales. This is again a myth. Presenting your customers with options usually reduces sales because they get confused and ultimately they go to the second brand or your competitor. Third myth, everybody needs my product or service. Again, this is the myth that is based on overconfidence. A company should be confident in their product, but they should not be overconfident. They should be always willing to accept the mistakes and there should be room for changes as well. The last point is ethical marketing. The misuse of marketing research can harm or annoy customers. Increasing resentment is what consumers regard as an invasion on their privacy or a disguised sales pitch. First of all, what you are selling should be clear and transparent. If you are promising three things, then you should deliver those three things. There should be no hidden charges, and if there are, as a marketing executive, you should be able to convince the customers about why your company is charging those hidden charges. Let us now talk about measuring the marketing productivity. Marketers have to make sure to provide clear, quantifiable, verifiable evidence to the upper management as to how their marketing expenditures help the company to achieve their goals and financial objectives. Because the funds are passed on to a lower level where they are given funds for their research, to travel, to buy stuffs, so they have to be answerable to the upper management that what they have done of those funds. Although one can easily quantify marketing expenses and investments as inputs in short run, the resulting outputs such as brand awareness, enhanced brand image, greater customer loyalty, and improved new product prospects may take months or even years to show up. Because you are doing something today, but its result will be only seen after some time. It can take weeks, months, or even years. Also, there are internal changes within the organization. For example, if person A has done certain research, it may be possible that within 2 or 3 months, he may leave the company or he may be shifted to other department, whereas the person taking his position may not be aware of the research that has been carried out. So these internal changes within the organization and external changes in the marketing environment, which may coincide with the marketing expenditures, makes it hard to isolate the effects of any particular marketing activity. Also, an important task of marketing researcher is to assess the efficiency and effectiveness of marketing activities. In one survey, 65% of marketeers indicated that the return on marketing investment was a concern. Let us now see approaches to measuring the marketing productivity. In the last video, we saw about marketing mix modeling. In this video, we'll be learning something more about marketing metrics. Marketeers, they employ a wide variety of measures to assess marketing effects. What you are marketing and what is the effect of them marketing on sales, on growth of your product or service, on its brand awareness, on the loyalty of the customer, it all comes under the marketing metrics. Marketing metrics is the set of measures that helps them to quantify, compare, and interpret the marketing performance. If you talk about business metric, a business metric is a quantifiable measure that is used to track and assess the status of specific business process. It's important to note that business metric should be employed to address key audience surrounding a business, such as those who are investing in your company, customers to whom you are selling your product or service, and different type of employees that are working for you, such as executives and people who are working at a middle management level. Let us see about the customer performance scorecard. Marketing metrics are measurable values used by marketing teams to display the overall performance of social platform accounts, campaigns, lead generation, and other things. Here we have 4 type of graphs. First is web traffic sources, incremental sales, product performance, debt to equity ratio. We'll not go in details, but let us learn 1 or 2 lines about each of them. The web traffic sources metrics measure which traffic sources are driving visitors to your websites. Is it the program that is run on Facebook or Instagram, any other social media platform? The 3 main traffic sources are direct, referral, and search. Although your website may have traffic from campaigns such as banner ads or paid search, in addition to measuring the number of visitors from each traffic source, you have to be consistent on learning how and when and from where the visitors are coming to your website. The next, here we are seeing the incremental sales. It is one of the most consistent ways to measure your marketing return on marketing investment, as it demonstrates the new revenue that can be directly attributed to a marketing campaign. Then comes the product performance KPI. When monitoring this KPI, it's important to consider the specific contexts surrounding each product. For example, is a certain product receiving a boost due to a viral marketing campaign? Or are you experiencing a slump because your competition is offering a similar product at a lower price? Then lastly, it is debt to equity ratio. The debt to equity ratio measures how your organization is funding its growth and how effectively you are using your shareholders' investments. These are some of the sample metrics that are regarding the marketing. First is external, second is internal. It starts with awareness, then internal awareness of goals. These are regarding the employees, these are regarding the customer. Thank you for watching and learning from this video. I'll be meeting you in the next topic.